Leading pro-life group praises Pence, Scott, Hutchinson for bold stance on federal abortion restrictions. By Catherine Hamilton on August 23, 2023. One of the nation's leading pro-life organizations doled out praise following the Republican presidential primary debate on Wednesday night to former Vice President Mike Pence. South Carolina Senator Tim Scott and former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson for staunchly supporting a 15-week federal abortion limit. Mike Pence, Tim Scott, and Asa Hutchinson each offered a clear, bold case for national protections for the unborn at least by 15 weeks. When they can feel pain, which aligns with the overwhelming consensus of Americans. Susan B. Anthony, SBA, Pro-Life America President Marjorie Tannenfelser said in an emailed statement. Additionally, those who offered the clearest contrast pointed out the Democrats' agenda of imposing abortion on demand until birth in every state nationwide. Going on offense is essential for any candidate who wants to win in 2024, she added. Tannenfelser noted that the debate made it clear who is and is not prepared to be a national defender of life. Some were bold in sharing the plight of the unborn in half the country where brutal late-term abortions continue at any point in pregnancy for any reason, she said. They understand that where you live should never determine whether you live. The position taken by candidates like Doug Burgum that life is solely a matter for the states is unacceptable for a nation founded on unalienable rights and for a presidential contender. Related, Candace Owens, Doug Burgum had best answer on abortion. Tannenfelser has previously called on Republican presidential candidates to support a federal abortion restriction as a condition of receiving SBA Pro-Life America's influential endorsement. It's possible that we would endorse a candidate, but it's also possible that we won't, and we have a very bright line that hasn't changed. And you must communicate your federal minimum standards, Tannenfelser said on an August 15 press call. Adding that candidates must disclose how they would rein in the extremes of California and Illinois and New York, abortion up to the end.